On the day of your birth, your death was born. On the day of your birth, your death was born. Full-armed, like Athena, and it started its journey, endlessly circuitous, treacherous, oblique, or direct as a hawk from a cold blue sky. It is coming. Across valley and mountain, desert and jungle, tundra and ice floe, forest and ocean, countries and cities ransacked by war, devoured by plague and endless battle of gilded boys with starving men, under blind stars and a blinding sun, a fool's moon and a shilled heaven of clouds, the pinwheel sheaves of hurricanes and fly-cone whirlwinds, the tornadoes of the plains. It comes, devious, with feints and false promises, with more sleights of hand than a carnival magician, full of drama and lies, murderous and coy, taking one and another around you, but always sparing you, filling you with hopefulness and that strange delight the living know when faced with the dead. Not me, not yet, we think, giddy with joy. Endless are the epics it tells you. Hollywood does death dances for you, to give you that drunken happiness, never more marvelous than when faced with death, the shameless intoxication of being alive. You walk down a street you have known for years, on the way to a store to see a friend, to run an errand you should have done weeks ago, and someone you don't know but vaguely recognize walks up to you and puts his hand into your brain. As the darkness seeps out of his eyes into your own, you remember him. A little younger, slimmer, sleeker, with fewer gray hairs and fewer lines, otherwise the spitting image of you. Not just any death, you think as thought vanishes, you, the world, the death that was born for you.